So, Parshan Masse, Hashem says that Benot Slofchad should marry within their Shevet, because there was concerns that if they're going to get their father's portion of land, so then their Shevet will miss out, because they're going to be taking a portion of land that would otherwise be going to the men of the Shevet. For every other Shevet, the land stays with the men, and for them it goes with the women. So Hashem says to them, okay, marry within your Shevet. But it seems, according to the Gemara Baba Batra Daf Kuf Chaf, they actually, that was advice. Hashem didn't require, they weren't obligated to marry within their Shevet. Hashem was advising them to marry within their Shevet. They were really allowed to marry whomever they wanted. But they, they opted to that. They were advised to do that, and they did that. So the Darash Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein, in his collection of Drashot, points out, he says, wow, look what they did. They followed advice of Hashem. We know we have a rule in the Gemara, Gadol ha-metzuvah ose mi she'enu metzuvah ose. It is better to be commanded to do something and then do it than to not be commanded and to do it anyway, to opt to do it. So there's different explanations, there's different Tosfot as to why that's true. There's a Tosfot on Kedushin, Daf Lamed, that says the reason is because you're so preoccupied. I have to do this mitzvah. So when you're not preoccupied with it, you're able to do it more easily because you have less preoccupation. But there's a Tosfot in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel that says it's because the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara starts to get worried. It's a mitzvah that you have to do. It's incumbent upon you to do. So the Yetzer Hara starts working on you. You don't really want to do it. You don't know who are you to be doing this. You do so many averas, etc., etc. The Yetzer Hara starts his work on you the minute it's actually a mitzvah. So we know that's true about mitzvah ve'osa and eino mitzvah. We know that's true about mitzvah and eino mitzvah. What about something that's advice, mere advice? It says the Yetzer Hara goes overtime, much harder. Hashem didn't actually command you to do this. Hashem just advised you to do this. So he's already got a leg up on convincing you not to listen. And if you don't listen, what are you essentially saying? Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu, thanks for the advice. I know better. I'm going to choose to do something else. Then, you know, I appreciate your input, but now I'm going to do what I want to do. So the Yetzer Hara has a leg up there. And therefore, to listen to advice is even harder than to listen to when Hashem actually commands us to do a mitzvah, which we know is harder than when Hashem doesn't command us. We always opt to do things. It's much easier to do a favor for somebody when it's your idea. When they ask you, you're like, oh, fine, in the best case scenario, and opting not to do it in a worst case scenario. That's when you're commanded. Where it's mere advice, gewalt, it takes all the strength and all the effort to be able to do it. Now, I'm not knocking all the wonderful options and wonderful things people did with their summers. Okay, I'm not. Don't let that be the takeaway. But I am commending all those who followed the advice, which is very, very difficult to listen to because of all those wonderful endeavors and other activities people could be doing. Then that advice is to stay for Kayetzman in Yeshivat Har Etzion, be able to stay here and learn here and be those who serve. You know, this is the Kayetzman Survivor Barbecue. Okay, so to be part of because it's just advice. I remember the orientation for it. It says if you don't stay till, I don't know, June, whatever it was, then you can't get a transcript. So that's the mitzvah v'yose. But the yeshiva is open till Kayetzman. That's the advice. To be able to say, okay, I'm going to listen to the advice. I'm going to do something that's very, very good for my Avodat Hashem, for my limud, for my whole well-being, for my whole character development by staying in yeshiva till the end. So that's following the advice. And that's worthy of the reward. And that's why the Menot Slovcha got the reward, says Ramosha Feinstein, because they listened to the advice. So we should be zocha to not only do she'enu mitzuvah, do what's mitzvah, beyond that, do even when it's merely, quote-unquote, merely good advice. Tehavon, eating.